Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Limited Q4 and 12-month FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Dolat Capital Market Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Hiral Parekh from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Shailendra. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I'm pleased to invite all of you to the Q4 FY26 earnings conference call with the management of KRN Heat Exchanger and Refrigeration Limited. The management is represented by Mr. Santosh Kumar Yadav, the Chairman and MD, Mr. Pavan Naval, the CFO, Mr. Jitendra Sharma, the Company Secretary, and Ms. Komal, Whole-time Director, KRN HVAC Private Limited. With that, I'll hand over the call to Komal ma'am for the opening remarks. Over to you, Komal.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. FY26 has been an important year for us. In many ways, this is the year where the groundwork we've been putting in over the last few years has started reflecting in our numbers and overall business momentum. If I look at the year, what stands out is not just growth, but how the business is shaping up. We are seeing better traction across segments, stronger engagement with customers, and more consistency in execution. The new HVAC facility and recommission during the year has started contributing, and while it is still in the ramp-up phase, the response from customers has been encouraging. We are also seeing our business becoming more balanced. Earlier, a large part of our focus was on core heat exchanger products, but now we are gradually moving towards a more integrated offering. Our presence today spans across HVAC, data centers, industrial cooling, transport applications, and refrigeration. This diversification is helping us build stability in the business. Exports is another area where we are seeing steady progress. Markets like UAE and US continue to do well for us, and we are also seeing initial traction coming from Europe. It is still early, but the direction is positive and gives us confidence for the coming years. During the year, we also entered the bus AC segment. This is a strategic move for us. It allows us to go beyond being just a component supplier and participate in system-level opportunities. We believe this will open up a meaningful growth avenue over the next few years. On the operations side, we have stayed focused on execution, whether it is managing raw material volatility, improving efficiency, or working on backward integration. The effort has been to keep the business steady while scaling up. As the new plant ramps up further, we expect operating leverage to start playing clearly. Coming to our financial performance, for FY2026, our standalone total income grew by 57.36% year-on-year to 689.95 crore, while EBITDA increased by 19.41% to 84.79 crore, and net profit rose by 42.11% to 71.31 crore. On a consolidated basis, total income stood at 609.81 crore, up 38.06% year-on-year, with EBITDA growing by 59.52% to 112.48 crore, and net profit increasing by 44.62% to 76.47 crore. For Q4  2026 FY, standalone total income grew by 55.06% year-on-year to 204.93 crore, with net profit rising by 22.69% to 16.87 crore. On the consolidated side, total income came in at 181.40 crore, up 33.5% year-on-year, while EBITDA increased by 77.56% to 33.55 crore, and net profit rose by 57.14% to 23.36 crore. Overall, the environment remained supportive, with demand across sectors such as data centers, infrastructure, and mobility. With the capabilities and scale we have built, we believe we are well-positioned to capture these opportunities. With that, we would be happy to take your questions.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from Anuj Arya from InterGlobe Services. Please go ahead.
Hi. My question is more around the data center front, where a lot of the new AI data centers, they require a lot of liquid cooling and not a lot of air cooling. So in the new facility that we are setting up, or are there any new products that we are developing that can assist with the liquid cooling data centers, AI data centers?
Yeah. Good afternoon to all. So basically, data center, there is two segments. One is the ODU side and another is the IDU side. So IDU side is changing like in liquid cooling, but still I think it's early phase in India. So outside, like as a chiller or maybe dryer cooler, our product still will remain same, fin and tube type. And other one may be possible to change in future, like micro channel MCHS. So we are already working on micro channel, and by end of this year or early next year, we will have this product in our portfolio. Other than this, IDU side, fin and tube will replace maybe to like CDU. So there will be the plate and plate heat exchanger. So we also started working on this heat exchanger. So once our study will complete, so maybe we can add in coming next year in our portfolio this heat exchanger as well. So as of now, we are receiving order fin and tube from all our HVAC data center component in India. So CDU is very less for this year. Yeah.
Got it. My next question is on the new capacity that's coming up. In this year, that's FY27, can we expect nearly a 70% utilization for the new capacity that's coming up?
So new capacity, if you see including all products, so we call like our old facility to 6x. So if you see all products, maybe some of products you're not aware, so maybe I can repeat. So there is new product what we added already. So it's one is the in the refrigeration side, WOT, wire on tube condenser. And second one is the roll bond evaporator, also refrigerator. Then frost free evaporator, also belongs to refrigerator. Then skin condenser also belongs to refrigerator. Then other one is the different type of treatment, bar and plate. And then complete product, dry air cooler. Then a complete product is ammonia evaporator. And then complete product, bus air conditioning. And also in heat exchanger, we increase our bandwidth in terms of new geometry. So these are portfolio. So we are expecting this year, inclusive all products and new geometry, we will achieve 50% of capacity utilization from new facility.
Got it. And my final question is around the raw materials. Basically, in the last 6 to 9 months, there has been a huge hike in all the raw material prices. What percentage of the cost are we able to pass on through the customers?
So in all call, or of course, we always remind. So our price pattern is like that, quarter-on-quarter basis, we are able to change to our customer, or we have such contract we can pass almost 100% copper LME and aluminum LME and USD to INR Karjuan. So all three factors we can able to change with our customer, and our price pattern or agreed term is like that only. So you can say quarter-on-quarter basis, we can able to pass 100%.
Got it. Thank you so much. That's all.
Thank you. The next question is from Aditya Sharma from Haloni Venture Capital Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, first of all, congratulations for your excellent set of numbers. Sir, what is the expected revenue contribution from the bus AC business and data center business in the upcoming quarters? And what margin improvement does the management expect in bus AC segment due to backward integration?
So in bus air conditioning, if you see like all Indian manufacturers, so we are, I think, on the top in terms of backward integration, including fin and tube type heat exchanger and microtunnel we are going to add, then tubing side, and then FRP side, we have all in-house. So you can say backward integration we have compared to other manufacturers on the top. Last year, we achieved around 10 crore from bus AC only. And this year, whatever is the market size, so we are expecting at least 15% market share we will achieve this running financial year.
And sir, for the data center business?
So data center now is really growing. So we have some good order booking, especially from data center and long lead time. Like one of customers is already booked like 6 to 7 months also. So Q4, we achieve around 18.7% from data center only. So if you see quarter-on-quarter basis, increase around 2.7%, especially on quarter-on-quarter basis. And year-on-year basis also, I think, it increased. So now we have a good order booking from data center. Even if I like little on the export side, so last year we achieved around 100 crore export, and now we have two good customers from export side also from data center. So as of now, we have order booking almost 120 crore plus for export, including data center order.
Okay, sir. Sir, my second question is that could you please provide the further details regarding the export order of approximately INR 55 crore received by the KRN HVAC Products Private Limited, including the geography and end-use industry of the customer?
So total order, what I said, last year we achieved around 100 crore from export side only. And this year, we are planning to achieve almost double compared to last year, including all geography, especially North America, Europe, and UAE. And that particular being a competition order, we can't share particular industry size or geography, but total we have opening order is 120 crore, including all geography, Europe, UAE, and North America.
Sir, I am asking about the latest 55 crore order received by the KRN HVAC Products. Sir, about that.
Actually, specifically particular that order, I think what detail we can able to share, we already share on our stock exchange. So behind that, we are unable to share.
Okay, sir. Sir, my last question is that could you please provide the details of the recent QIP, including the amount raised, key investors, and the proposed utilization of the proceeds?
Can you repeat again?
These are the confidential right now, the investor side, about the QIP.
Hello? Can you repeat the question? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Sir, could you please provide the details of the recent QIP, including the amount raised and the proposed utilization of the proceeds and the key investor if available?
So actually, we just took the board approvals up to 500 crore of the QIP size, and rest information is still not concluded. So once concluded, or we can share after that only. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. The best of luck for your upcoming quarters.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Vishit Kabra from Haroni Ventures Capital Fund. Please go ahead, Mr. Vishit.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, I would like to congratulate for your financial year results. So the question is, management previously mentioned that the company has benefited from anti-dumping duties imposed on Chinese products. If a favorable U.S.-Chinese trade agreement reduces these duties or changes the competitive landscape, what precautionary strategies is the company implementing to protect margins and market share? Additionally, how is the current geopolitical environment impacting your export business in terms of demand, pricing, supply chain, and customer diversification?
So I got your second question, but first, I am unable to understand you. Can you repeat on first question?
Yeah. Sir, so basically the question is, management previously mentioned that the company has benefited from anti-dumping duties imposed on Chinese products. If a favorable U.S.-Chinese trade deal agreement reduces these duties or changes the competitive landscape, what precautionary strategy is the company implementing to protect margins and market share?
So, I think I'm unable to understand full question, but maybe what I understand, I can able to reply. So, basically, we are not competing with Chinese till now because our all products is customization and special industry. Because we are not in bulk and mass production, so I think Chinese can able to compete only if you have numbers is huge and one product like catalog item. So we are on that not that industry. So still we are competing with in Europe with European supplier and North America with North American supplier, and of course we are directly supplying. So I think this question I think long is we are not competing with Chinese, so there is no need to make a strategy on that. Second one, geographical tension. Of course, there is a continued issue on being like especially UAE. So in March month, we were not able to dispatch our dispatches on the UAE customer. But now our dispatches already started. Our freight cost is increasing, so we able to take increase from our customer as well. And North America and Europe, as of now, we don't have any issue, so we able to dispatch easily whatever we are providing to our customer. Other than this, of course, some slightly freight cost is increased, especially due to the container some issue or maybe vessel issue. So that also we able to pass on our customer quarter on quarter basis. And that's why little we increase our inventory also. That is the one reason also we able little increase because we have import material like copper and aluminum is long lead item. So due to that tension, we little our increase our inventory as well. Yes.
Got it, sir. Sir, my second question is, could you please share the utilized capacity and installed capacity of the new Nirmara plant and what capacity utilization levels does the management expect over the upcoming quarters and in the coming years?
So I think this last year, KRN Tech Center, we able to utilize our full capacity. And for HVAC, we able to, I think, utilize around 15% only. But this year, we are planning to achieve 50% from new facility as well, and KRN will remain same.
Okay, sir. Thank you, and wish you all the best for the upcoming quarters.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sagar Tanna from Alchemy. Please go ahead, Mr. Sagar.
Hi, Santoshji. We have raised a resolution to raise funds. Yeah, why are we raising these funds? What is the end use? If you can just explain this.
Actually, objective is still not concluded. So I think very soon we will conclude the objective and then we will let you know. What broadly, main reason will be one of the working capital.
Okay, so this is just an enabling resolution up to 500 crores. We may not do the full 500 crore fundraise. Is my understanding correct?
Yes, yes.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Sashikant from Brighter Mind Equity Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity. So I have few questions. The first one is, how is the demand scenario panning out after, you know, IMD and climate new, you know, guidance on the monsoon getting erratic this year? And so demand scenarios and inventory level in the market from our end customers.
So this question I think belong to room is a industry, but actually we are not seasonable company. So on us, there is of course no impact on weather or season. But we have as a like commercial or running business. So you can see our each quarter will be on the like year on year or quarter on quarter basis will be the on the top. So we have of course demand and we are able to utilize what we are saying 50% in this year. So of course, you can see quarter on quarter basis growth will be there. So we have good enough order booking and of course we are working on same and you will be able to see So room AC side, we are not aware, of course, inventory side, and I think this year, what I heard from industry, season is not good, but still we are waiting to improve this.
Okay. So my next question is, so a lot of data centers, expansion happening in North America, approximately around size of 100 gigawatts. So what is the TAM for us, considering liquid cooling is being preferred alternative for in the local market here?
So in India, of course, everybody is talking about liquid cooling, and what I have some input, like AI data center, they will use liquid cooling as indoor side, and of course, outdoor side, chiller or dry cooler will be there. But it's still in commercialization, maybe it's not started yet. Whatever, like some piece they are using, maybe Indian manufacturer, they are importing complete CD unit, and I think they are supplying. So manufacturing not started yet. So as of now, honestly, our customer also not so much clear, but what order they are booking is without liquid cooling till now, or some maybe with liquid cooling. So as for my personal opinion, it will be, I think, after 1 year, some clarity will be there, and then maybe we can able to update you.
So how we are looking at the export market in data centers? I mean, U.S. is one of our, prominent export markets. So how is the demand panning out for us? Okay.
So especially data center, we already started export to two big customer, particular to data center, and three customer we have pipeline under, like, development as a sample. So we are hopeful. I think what I said, ki this year we are planning to achieve almost double export compared to last year. So there will be the one reason this ki we have like able to see good demand from data center as well, from export side.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot. That's all for all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from Mihir Manohar from Trust Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity. I said the numbers in the P&L are very good and very strong growth. Even EBITDA margins have also held up well on YoY basis. Just on working capital side, sir, I know we have accumulated a lot of inventory, almost 3x versus last year, and receivables also gone up 2x versus last year. Some color around that, I mean, I understand that we are expecting large revenue big ramp up next year. But how to see normalized inventory levels, and should one worry on the receivable side because there is some accumulation receivables
also? So actually, inventory side, of course, we are also seeing case increase, and there is some of reason I can maybe able to try to explain. So first one is that actually we booked like order book from UAE, I think one order was like 20 crore and additional order also. So once March we are almost able to dispatch like around 15-20 crore, but we are unable to dispatch due to that work condition. So that material added in inventory in FG or raw material, because raw material we already arranged for that. Other one is in inventory, I think around 8 crore order value we already dispatched in March, but not able to convert it in BL. So that is also covered in inventory. So that record will be add export in this quarter, because from our factory we already dispatched in March only, but auditor not consider in sales because BL was not generated. Other one, because new business what we added, especially WOT, roll bond, frost free, then steam condenser, bar and plate, dryer cooler, ammonia, bus air conditioning, and new geometry. So we have to build a minimum level stock of for these all new businesses. So that is the one of the reason also, inventory some of it. Other one is still BIS issue in India. So now, in this month also, like 20th of May is the last date of the, for inner grooved tube. So that will maybe government again take the, reopen the BIS government, maybe approval, it will take 2-3 months. So that also we have to build the inventory for at least 1.5 months before, due to the BIS issue. Another one is the customer side pending, because now a new customer is continue going to add in new business, especially bus air conditioning. So that's why also this amount is improving. So hopefully you can see able to improvement in this financial year. Of course, we will now putting some user net cash flow tools in our system. So within this running financial year, you'll be able to see improvement in this for sure.
Sure. So, I mean, should we see normalization of inventory to happen, I mean, in dispatches and normalization of inventory to happen in the next 6 months, inventory days?
Next 6 months, like each quarter on quarter basis, you will see the improvement. So, I think things in maybe as per norms or normalization is still, I can't comment because inner grooved tube is still not started in India. Either before, like 6 months also, we have news from manufacturing, we can able to start, including Hindalco, they are not started yet. They're supposed to start before 1 year. So, still we are depend on imports, and then government is also want to stop the import due to the this BIS tool. So, still, I think it will, minimum it will take 6 months to normalize the thing. So, quarter on quarter basis, we will update.
Sure. Understood. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible, sir?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah.
Can you speak a little loudly? Yes.
Yeah. Hold on a sec.
Yeah. Is it okay now?
Yes. Yes.
Am I audible? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is, so I heard you earlier when you said that we can pass on the cost escalation, you know, on the raw material side or be it on other freight side to our customer. So wanted to understand, if I understood it right, there would be a quarter-on-quarter lag, right, before the price is passed on, right? So for the first quarter, we have to take the hit on our books, right?
Yes.
Because quarter-on-quarter basis, also you can see it's not increased. Like, of course, my things last 6 months, there is some issue because it's sometime increased sharply and then also sometime decreased. But however, our pattern is like that. The last 3 months, not last 3 months, last quarter. Last quarter average of the, there is the, our cost pattern have one RM sheet also, we call raw material sheet. So raw material sheet are factor like we have one separate table that belongs to LME for copper for like 3 months, and then copper LME for aluminum, and then USD to INR. And same sheet we have some other add also, like including logistic cost, including freight cost. So that is the full transparency with customer, and once it's like changed, so we always able to pass on to our customer.
Okay. So, but what is the usual number of days of inventory that we maintain? In months or days, anything would do. In months or days, yeah.
Now it's around 2.5 months, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. And, sir, when it comes to execution, I heard you that you're trying to achieve 50% of utilization for the new plant in FY27, in addition to our old plant, right? And so what would be the number look like for 28 and 29?
So, of course, number I can't describe.
I mean, not in terms. Yeah, in terms of utilization. Sorry.
So this year we are able to achieve, like, our old facility is full utilized, and new facility this year we are able to achieve 50%, and next year 80%.
Okay. And what would the margins look like for 27 and
so 28? Margin, what is currently you see, we can able to increase because now we will, in earlier calls also, I told you we will have two incentive. One is the central government is PLI, so we'll able to receive this year 5% from PLI, particular on heat exchanger production. And very soon we will have RIPS approval as well, maybe within this month can be possible. So that we have approval from state government for RIPS approval, then we can have for next 10 year, we can have at least 1.56% of the top line for new facility. And other than this, our export is, this year we are able to, I think, achieve around double compared to last year. So we will have some good margin compared to domestic and export. And other than this, we will able to save some money from solar, like electricity as well, because we have now plant is fully operational and we have our solar facility. So if I club all these things, so we can, of course, we can able to slightly increase. Other side, we will have depreciation is quite high and the overhead is now increasing.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you for your detailed answer. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please limit your questions to one per participant so that management can address more questions. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from Hita Vora from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on the amazing set of numbers. Sir, I wanted to understand from our Q4 revenue, what percentage is from products other than fan and tube?
So, honestly, that number we not prepared, but it's roughly, I think, honestly, I don't have these data. So, if you, maybe you can, maybe another entering queue. So, next, meanwhile, our CFO will bring that answer. So, we'll answer the next question.
Sure, sir, sure. So, we were considering entering, railways and marine segment as well. We were trying to get tenders in those segments. So, is there any progress in that?
For railway, now we are eligible for this bar and plate heat exchanger. So, there is process of including 6-month field trial. So, now we are approved by railway, including six month field trial. So, now whatever tender is coming, so we are participating on the same. Even last week also, we participating in 3 tender. And we are on L1. So, I think this week we were able to receive orders from railway. So, bar and plate we already entered. Other than this marine, we are supplying fin and tube only for a marine application. But complete ATRAC system for Indian railway, we will enter. So, that procedure is, from now is almost 8 months. So, we already hired the team and I think team will join soon. So, once they will join particular that business, they will start the things for documentation and plant approval. So, it will take at least from now 6 to 8 months. And then we will, once we will approve by railway, then we can start the business. So, this financial year, I think we will not have much expectation from this business. But next year, for sure, we will have some numbers.
Okay.
So, that earlier one, now I saw 95% from fin and tube and 5% from other business only.
Okay. Understood. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Ajay Surya from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, yes.
So, sir, wanted to understand first thing on the customer concentration on the data center business. Because on the commercial AC, I guess one of the large OEM contributes significant portion of the revenue. So, if you can maybe help us understand the customer concentration on the data center segment, who are the top customers and how are they contributing in percentage term? And second thing on this, regarding the recent onboarding of new data center customers, leaders like maybe Vertiv, so how are we on the approval process with these major thermal management players like Vertiv or any other player? And with such players like already onboarded like Schneider and Climavitec and Stahl, so are we also plugging into their localized Indian operations or is it just like we have to supply the cooling components to their global supply chain?
So, for data center, we are only supplying like fin and tube heat exchanger. Also, if need customer like sub-assembly as well, maybe with sheet metal, that also we are able to supply. So, with some of customers, we are supplying. So, your first question, I can see in top 10 customer, we have the last financial year, we have 3 from data center only. And whoever making that component for the the data center, so almost all customer is our customer. we are able to supply to all. It's still like work team. We now have a vendor code opened. Our quality audit already happened, and now we are approved by their QA system. But it's still like business, maybe in billing will need to start. So in coming weeks or coming months, we can able to supply to Vertiv as well. Other than this, whatever customer main, like top 5 customer for data center, so we are supplying to all in India. And export side also, one customer we have from Europe, and two or three customers from we have North America. So one customer is already we started supply to North America as well. So this year, I think number four sure will like multifold, in, especially for data center business. So we have good RFQs and the order booking also very good from data center customer.
Understood. And so next question is on, like, basically we are targeting a significant ramp up of the new facility. So if you can maybe help us understand, like, obviously commercial AC, we have a good share of revenue, but the incremental revenue which is going to drive, so maybe if you can help us understand that, like, how much will data center contribute, or how much will bus AC contribute, and also the railway one. And also similarly, in between those segments, how much will be export and domestic?
So in new facility, you see we have almost eight to nine new products other than fin and tube type. So this business already started now in billing to many OEMs or all, including domestic, some other OEM. So that is the main reason we will have revenue from new products as well as from fin and tube on existing customer growth and also new customer growth. Of course, in fin and tube especially, we will have expecting, I think, more than I think 80 or 90% on growth from, especially from data center only. So I can able to maybe new products, including complete bus air conditioning, and then existing customer growth and plus new customer growth. And of course, export, what I said, we are going to achieve almost double within this year.
Understood. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Kamlesh Bagma from Lotus Asset Managers. Please go ahead, Mr. Kamlesh.
Yeah. Thanks, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So this that revenue target of, let's say, 2250 to 2850. So are we targeting this by, like, say, FY28, or it may postpone to FY29 as well? And secondly, on the working capital side, like, say, I believe that at 2250 crore of revenue at the lower range of the revenue, we would be requiring roughly around 600 crore of working capital. So, and I believe that given the fact that we are targeting such a huge growth, and based on your numbers, like, say, at 2250 crore revenue, we may be generating roughly around 350 crore of cash profit by the time we achieve that particular revenue target. So is there really a requirement of, like, say, to raise the money through equity raise? Because given our capacity, which is already commissioned, up and running, and we are targeting such a huge growth, and we can literally manage it through our own internal resources. So why capital raise is on the card?
Actually, of course, you see the growth is quite fast, and we already invested the money. So if you see, I think our balance sheet, what we received from IPO, so but we invested more than receipt of the IPO in current facility. And now we are seeing we will have some, like, maybe shortage on particularly on working capital side. So that's why we decided in our board key we can maybe have some money through IP for, especially for working capital, but other objective also under conditionable. So that is still not concluded yet. So of course, we will have in coming weeks, we will be able to answer on that question also. You are also right, we can have through bank also, but that is completely decision by board only. So we can have maybe, can maybe consider your suggestion also. So we can see what will happen.
So lastly, our entire CapEx is now over. So the capacity, like the 6x existing capacity, so all that is done now, nothing left on the CapEx side as of.
No, like capacity, we already done by building land or building an office and everything is ready, like utilization is ready, but to maintain, to make the like line balancing, so slightly we have to invest on existing facility also. Because we plan such way ki utility side be completed, building side completed, but particular, because especially now industry growth, especially to industry, we can't imagine what will be happen. Because once we like design our facility before 2 years, that time we don't know ki data center will grow such way. So data center geometry and our existing geometry some slightly different. So once our existing capacity will full, particularly geometry for belongs to data center, then we have to add another one also. So a small investment will be there, but not huge on existing capacity.
So next 2 years, how much CapEx we are planning, sir?
So it's still like papers not my in front of me, but roughly you can see, I think maybe 30 to 40 crore will be there roughly.
In both the years, in next or year later. And
yeah, particularly on adjusting custody.
Okay, and that will help us to achieve our revenue target of 2250 to 2850.
So that numbers, of course, I can't answer, but the capacity, what I said, 50% and 80% we able to achieve for sure.
Okay, sure. Great, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Pratik Giri from Shubhlabh Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, Yadavji. Greetings. I hope I'm audible. Yadavji, my first... Thank you. Yadavji, my first question is on the execution this quarter. You know, I just try to explain where I am coming from, because we probably commissioned this facility, new facility, in May of last year. We already had around a good 2 quarters for this to ramp up. So I was expecting, you know, a substantially better numbers this quarter from December 25 quarter, Q3 of 26. Whereas the incrementally we have hardly done around 15-16 crore. So I just wanted to understand, is this understanding correct that the ramp up is happening, but it's happening at a very slow pace for the new facility? That's the first question, Yaradi.
Yes. So actually what happened ki we started commission of production in May 2022, you are right. But it was like facility not fully commissioned in terms of like our office was not ready and some construction is going on parallelly. So we started work, commission already installed. So we inaugurated this facility on 11th of March only, like last month, before 2 months only. So now we shifted last week only to new facility. So now you can say ki now it's fully commissioned and ready. Other than this, but because in new facility we added new products, almost 8 new products. So for 8 new products, there is the procedure to customer approval side. So first we have to approach to customer for customer, our plant visit, then their QMS audit, then sample approval. So that process is almost now completed. Even in bar and plate detection, there is a process of the 8 month by Indian Railway for approval. So that also we completed in February only. So now you can see in coming quarters what is your like question. You will have by default answer from our side quarter on quarter basis. Ki now capacity utilization will be much faster compared to last quarter or 2 quarters.
Got it. And the last 45 days, we are already on 15th of May now. So last 45 days, the way ramp up has happened, that also gives you confidence that probably Q1, Q2, Q3 of 27 will be substantially better. Directionally, I'm asking.
Yeah, this quarter you will see, even I can say next 8 quarter, all quarter will be the our highest hour. So this quarter also will be the average, but number I can't disclose.
No, no, certainly. Yeah, one thing in the presentation I could notice that you are quite confident of achieving 150 crore revenue from bus segment, bus AC segment. So I was just wondering, is this confidence backed by order book, or we are still convincing OEMs to place orders with us? Do we already have 150 crore order book?
We already cracked the 2-3 OEM and our regular supply is already starting, and we are the in line on the 15% of the market utilization. We are on in line. Yes.
Great, great. That is very encouraging. So that is the confidence of 150 crore which we have written in the presentation. My last question, Yadavji, you know, I am sure a lot of people have asked you about the fundraise, but you know, fundraise in India have increased many fold in last few quarters, and what it leads to is, you know, depressed return ratios for some time, which sometimes troubles the shareholders' return, and I'm sure your team must have given you the calculation. So this was just an you know, suggestion that if it happens a little late after the ramp up is, you know, gunning all blaze, that will help us a lot in absorbing the incremental capital on the balance sheet. You know, as a shareholder, equity shareholder. But I am sure whatever decision you will take will be certainly in full interest of, you know, minority shareholders. That is, I am certain. So that was a small suggestion. Just one more thing, Yadavji. Yeah, please, sorry.
No, it is completely. Yes.
Yeah. So our inventory has gone up substantially this quarter. I understand we are in ramping up phase. Was there a unbilled revenue also? I mean, because of this geopolitical uncertainties, any shipment issues, etc. That is why inventory has gone up, or we have stocked up the raw material for faster execution.
So your first question answer, of course, whatever decision we will take, of course, is must be interest of the our shareholder for sure.
Okay.
We will consider that. And second question, there is a multiple reason, but one of the reason this war is also like whatever crisis is going on. So especially, actually, if you see, we declare one UAE order, I think 20 crore of that for last quarter only. So that is actually we arrange the material, but somehow in March, dispatch is not happened. So we will have raw material and including finished good in our stock around worth of 15 to 20 crore. And second one, in March last week, we export around 8 crore of the value of the export, but it's not considered in balance sheet due to the BL is not generated. So that is also considered in inventory. And third one is, of course, we have to increase a minimum level stock of the four new products, so new businesses. So now we have 8 new businesses, so that's also we have to build the inventory. Other one, in the last quarter, we have to slightly need to up the inventory because RAC season is going on a particular that quarter, and our vendors' delivery time is goes up compared to last two quarters. So that's why slightly we safer side we quickly increase. And of course, one is the reason BIS notification also from government. The last date is 20th of May, so we have to build inventory before that only. So this some reason. Of course, we feel inventory is quite high, but in coming quarters, or maybe maximum from now 2-3 quarter, you can able to see the under control.
Understood. And so you think around 28 crore of finished goods is lying in this inventory number? 8 crore
we already dispatched, but of course they consider in inventory, and of course this now for this UAE order we not converted completely in FG, so you can say half is raw material and half is as a finished goods.
Thank you very much. This month,
UAE dispatch is already started, so now you can see good things in this quarter, running quarter.
Got it. Very helpful, Yagaji. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. And I'm sure, you know, any capital allocation decision will, you know, always happen in our interest. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
Yes. Thank you.
The next question is from Tej Patel from Niveshaya. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. I think previous party can ask this question. You know, okay, will you provide the data center share in the financial year revenue?
So complete financial year, we have around 16% of revenue from data center.
Okay. Got it. And sir, I get it. You know, you have a rolling order book, so probably you don't generally provide the order book number. But, you know, since the lead time for data center are high, you were saying, I'm sure there will be some order book in the data center which we would be having right now. So is it possible to provide that number? What is our outstanding order book for data center right now?
So have we not divided in total order booking in the data center especially? Because a data center Indian customer is our running customer, so they just give the 1 month firm order and then it's the rolling. But the export side, we have total order booking is around 120 crore, including data center order.
Perfect. And so the 16% revenue which you were speaking of, it's majorly from exports, right? The data center.
This is both, domestic and export both.
Okay, okay, got it. And it's the same customer both in domestic and exports? The same two customers?
No, in the, as a domestic, we can say our the biggest is the Schneider Electrical, but other customer name I can't disclose.
Okay, okay. And sir, you were saying, you know, Vartiv, we are in talks with Vartiv as well. I'm just trying to understand, you know, when can we get the final approval from them and when, you know, when can we start seeing the dispatch?
We have approvals now from Vartiv because their QMS audit also completed and we have results. So we passed in first go only. So now we received the drawings, so we are preparing the drawings for customer approval. So once they will approve in maybe in coming week, then we will have like supply to proto to them. They will proto approval and then mass production will start. So it's coming month, I think it will start.
Great. Great. And sir, just wanted to understand, you said, and of course you kind of, you said almost incremental growth from the tenant you would come from material from data center, right? I'm just trying to understand what portion of revenue probably would data center be in the next financial year?
So this year, like last quarter, we will have around, I think we have around 19% from data centers. So you can see, I think quarter on quarter basis, for sure it will increase. But total percentage, I am unable to convert now. So maybe we can have to calculate and then we will let you know by your plan.
And sir, are we the sole supplier or are we replacing any customer for Vartiv or let's say in Schneider in, for India business of Schneider? Are we the sole supplier or probably we are a second supplier or, you know, one of the multiple suppliers?
No, like our existing customer, we have a major share, but their growth is, I think each customer now is almost more than 80 or 90%. So that is, we are receiving same pace, our Finantube with Exchanger. Other than ki, like what earlier we are not supplying, so now we are added new one. And of course, export also, we added three new customers from data center only. So export side, you can say we will be the, maybe as a replacement or maybe second vendor. And for India, Vartiv we will enter as a second or third vendor, but other our customer, like we are, have maybe other one, other last year maybe we'll have 20%, this year maybe we'll have number of share percentage increase and their growth is also there. So it's, if you club all.
Understood. And sir, for data center export business, is it USA majorly or with geography?
So we are exporting both Europe and North America.
I mean, is it equally, I'm just trying to understand, is it like more of Europe or, I mean, of course it's more, just trying to
North
understand.
America, North America is more and Europe is less.
Achha, got it. Got it. And just one more question, sir. So when you say 50% utilization, you know, you are, I mean, of course if demand is so good, I'm just trying to understand why not more than 50 is like working capital a constant or is it like a, you know, general nature of the business, like renting up time, that takes time. I'm just trying to understand why can't we not go above 50 if demand is so good. I mean, of course, I get it, you know, working capital comes with it. I'm just trying to get your view on this.
No, 50% means including all products and all geometry. So like refrigerator component, we have 5 to 6, so there is the different industry. So now we are have already 2-3 OEM on board and we are already able to start supply with them. But now we have to add another customer also, like big OEM. So that's why this capacity will increase maybe in 1 or 2 years. Other than this, bar and plate also, now we recently approved by Indian Railway. So for this year, we will, of course, we will participate in all tender and we will have business. So also that will take to increase business or new customer also as well. This new business, dry air cooler and ammonia, also we will have to add new customers or new business.
bus air conditioning also same way. So this year we are able to, like, we have to open service center pan India base. We have to onboard all OEMs, so it will take time, approvals, and of course to stream the supply chain. And for fin geometry, like especially for like our existing customer or data center, of course we can maybe able to utilize 80% or 90% of the utilization, but we will have total 20 geometry. So all geometry we will don't have such order key, we can maybe convert immediately on the same year. So we have to develop new customer based on our new geometry or geography. So that is the old reason if we pull up. So then we can say in total we can able to achieve 50%.
Okay, understood. And sir, just wanted to get your viewpoint on in terms of gross margin, can we expect it to improve? Because, you know, at this scale, are we getting an advantage in terms of sourcing, in terms of, let's say, lower copper prices or something like that?
Of course, slightly improvement will be there, but honestly, last 2-3 week or this this copper and aluminium silver price is behind the expectation, because it sharply increase and sharply rise. So of course, once metal like market is settled down, then for sure we will have some benefit on like our volume will increase, and we of course we can able to negotiate with our vendors in term of payment term or margins.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take this as our last question. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
So thank you all for joining the calls, and I think we hopefully be able to answer all questions on the nice way. But still, if somebody have some question pending, maybe you can write to our CA and we can able to answer. And of course, what I said, ki slightly you can say ki we what we like utilize our capacity. There is some maybe still gap is there, but this year for sure, quarter on quarter is what you will see in numbers, which will be the really encouraging, and we will achieve what we said. So really, thanks for joining the call. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capitals, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.